way to be here.
Now that I'm not there no more.
Y'all better act like
she's
you
trying
know.
To make things right.
Shout out to that boy Usher.
She's pulling me back in, pulling me back in.
Yeah, it's called Margiela. That's how we kicking things off today, Reds, man. It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
What's up, world? Peace to everybody tuned in, okay. Listening, all that good stuff. How you feeling then? Yes, I'm editing myself. I'm feeling good, Reds. I got water in me.
I know.
I ate some watermelon.
I see.
Feeling good today, brother. How are you?
Did you eat it down to the rind?
I did.
Oh.
The blood is flowing.
Oh.
The blood is flowing.
That boy all chopped up. I see you, Super.
You good?
Feeling great, man.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for 2 hours and 2 hours strong, hard body karate.
What?
Let them know where they can find you at, good brother.
You already know. At DJ REDDZ, that's the IG, that's the X, DJRiz.com. What about you, my brother?
At DJ SUPA on that X, at Super the DJ on that IG. Follow the crew at Violet All Star DJs.
Yes.
Peace to our Violet brother DJ Fusion. He gonna hold it down the next hour.
King Fusion, what up though?
Let him know what's good today.
We got some beautifulness in the buildings.
Never man. Mad at that.
See, you see him smiling? Can you hear him smiling? I didn't even know he had dimples. Let's go. We got the DMV's on, the DMV's finest in the building. T and Ebony is here.
Welcome, ladies.
What's going on?
We good money. We good. Let them know.
Let it get out.
Let them know. The energy is through the roof
what
today.
What up, though?
What's up?
What up, though?
Listen.
Repping D.C. and Maryland.
Hey, yeah, now.
PG we County, here. To be exact. Let's be clear.
Period. Okay. Don't play with it.
Plug your social media early so they can lock in with you.
What's up, Philly? It's your girl T, and we in the building here. Instagram is Taylord_crowns. That's spelled TAYLORD_crowns.
What it do? It's your girl Ebony, aka Biggie B, aka Big Ebony. Don't play with it. My Instagram is Ebony. EBONY heart, HEART, art, ART. You know what that means.
They here. Sound good, don't they?
They here. Look, we don't, look, the women, we don't get a lot of ladies that come through the show.
Really?
So okay. when we do, we appreciate it.
Women, why not?
I love to feel special.
It's all
that.
Good. So listen. We're going to get into their story.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
We got music to play later.
Yes. Ooh.
And Rez, we're going to get in their what?
Their busy nest.
Oh,
busy
my gosh.
We're going to get all in that biz naive.
We want to learn it all.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Let me drink to that. Let's cheers, guys.
Let's cheers.
Look, cheers. T and Ebony is here, all right? It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ okay, Super DJ go. Ray is running the track.
Yeah, Glow.
Never standing at the plate, the whole yep. Catching boss like a back catch.
Beautiful naked big women just don't fall out the sky, you know.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reed.
Shout to Kanye, Ty Dolla Sign, Freddie Gibbs with that back to me. Off that Vultures project out right now. What's up, Reds?
Hey, man. I'm feeling good.
Yes, you are. I am as well. What you sipping on over there?
Man, we got some of that good old jasmine tea.
You fancy with it?
I'm fancy. You see me.
Where can they find you at, brother?
You already know. At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG. That's the X. What about you?
At DJ SUPA on the X. Super the DJ on the Instagram. Hit us up. Show us love. We will reciprocate. Show it back just like that. Listen.
Yes, reciprocity.
The DMV is here, man.
Yes.
More so DC and Maryland.
Yeah, don't play with it. Don't listen. Don't. You cannot X Maryland out of that. D, the M.
Just say DMV.
You
got the DMV
yeah.
here.
Yeah, say that.
DC in the building, the DMV in the building.
The M out of the DMV.
We got the DM
so right
in the
middle. You don't have nothing without that M. It's in the middle. It sits in the middle.
We got the DM
clear?
In the
Be
building.
Be clear.
T and Ebony. T and Ebony is here.
That's right.
Yeah, ain't they?
That's right.
They ready.
Yeah, we ready.
What part of DC?
Southeast DC, Northeast, Southeast, Benning Road, to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Suitland.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Suitland
clear?
Road. Don't play with it.
Where?
She wants Sulin to stand out. Okay,
yeah, don't play with it.
So where does this duo begin?
Oh, right.
Well, at first birth. Off,
it started at birth.
There you go.
Okay, because we cousins, so it started. Okay. No sooner we hit the pavement. Okay,
new to you.
Very nice.
It started at birth. That's where the relationship started.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then,
so y'all been rocking and rolling before y'all could even remember.
Yeah, that's big cousin right there.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm big cousin.
Big cousin. Oh, you big? Oh, you little cousin.
I'm little cousin.
Yes, that's right.
Well, y'all both look lovely.
Thank you so much.
Y'all got straight teeth.
God is good.
And music starts to become a thing when?
Music has always been a thing. Music has definitely always been a thing for the both of us. It's in our DNA. It's definitely in our bloodline. It's something that we always had a passion for growing up. Something that we both, I would say, dibbled and dabbed in. Wasn't necessarily consistent with it, but it was in our hearts. It's something that we are not foreign to.
Correct. Okay. We both sang in choirs. Music has always been a part of my life. I went to performing arts school since I was 5 years old.
Nice.
So I act, I sing, I dance, I draw.
The Jill of all trades.
Creative rights. Mm-hmm. Nice. Dance was my major, and most people knew me for that. Mm. But music was my minor.
So pause on your story.
Yeah.
We're going to play some music, come back with y'all.
Go crazy.
Period.
Plug the social media again.
Yeah.
What's up? This is T, Taylored _ Crowns, TAYLORD _ Crowns with an S.
And this is Ebony, Big EB, Big Ebony, Ebony Heart Art Instagram.
T and Ebony's here. Yo, shout out to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, but shout out to the Refix Kings, man.
Oh, Jay Butter.
You know how they be switching it up, yo. We're going to switch it up, throw a little flavor on it. Texas Hold'em. It's the Refix.
Jay Butter, what up, homie?
Yo, we coming back with more on the other side. Stick around. It's Violator Radio Uncut.
Refix Kings. Come take it to the floor now. This ain't Texas. Ain't no holding.
We're here right here, Violator Radio Uncut. DJ Super, DJ Reds.
Kendrick talking his ish.
He is.
Got everybody shook.
Kendrick is tired. But you know the battle of the year is not going to be with Drake. It's going to be with Kendrick and J. Cole.
Mm.
Okay. What?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
He talking about him on the song.
I know, but
Drake ain't
you
don't know
cannot,
that.
You cannot Kendrick, X out.
Kendrick is eating Drake up all day.
Listen, we're gonna save this conversation for the podcast portion.
Okay.
But right now, T and Ebony is here.
Okay, that's
what
right.
Up, though?
T and Ebony is here.
DMV all up in this thing. Oh, DC and Maryland, to be exact.
What's up, DC?
OVO Ebony. She got mad.
Yeah, she did.
What?
How are you going to X him out? So what was a young T and Ebony listening to out here in these streets in the DMV? What was y'all rocking to?
Okay, so first of all, let me represent for DC. I was definitely listening to Go-Go.
Go-Go.
Okay, definitely listen to Go-Go.
What's your top five Go-Go songs?
Doing the Butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know what time it is? Hey, tell man. Me, do you know?
Okay. Some Red Essence.
And Chuck Brown.
Chuck Brown.
That goes crazy. Mm-hmm. Northeast Groovers. Junkyard is so crazy. That's an all male, like, they go crazy.
Yes, they do.
Like, you can't, like, their energy is, maybe it's a testosterone, like, their energy is high the whole show.
Loose Booty.
Yeah.
Loose Booty.
And of course, man, Backyard.
Backyard all day for me. Backyard.
Right, so that's top five go-go bands. I said top five go-go records, that's but you right, gave that's me true. Bands.
That's but cool. I mean, the it's bands cool. like, I mean, Northeast Groovers, Backyard, Junkyard, Red Essence,
TCB.
And Chuck Brown. TCB,
TCB.
But I wasn't really, I like Northeast Grooves.
She grew up on Butternut Northwest.
She listened to Northeast Grooves. Right across the street from Tacoma Station.
Very nice.
You know?
Okay. Be clear.
be clear.
For sure. I would definitely hop in my father's two-seater, and he would be pumping all of that.
All of that.
By the time I jumped off the porch, it was backyard and TCB for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I had different little vibes.
DC is here, y'all. Yes. I love it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell them again.
Yeah.
But listen, at the end of the day, when did it start getting serious, though? When did everything start coming back around? Like, all right, we want to do this.
Right.
This is what this is about to be.
Please take that, T, because
I think she likes when I tell it.
Yeah, but like she tells it much more cleaner. She's clean.
About a year and some change ago, Ebony and I both went through I guess you could call it traumatic breakups. And therapy was needed at that time.
We're going to talk about these sucker dudes on the podcast portion too. But continue on.
But listen, we were going through the same thing at the same time. And that really brought us closer. Yeah. We've always been in each other's lives. We've always been close. But that time brought us closer. We leaned on each other. We was transparent. Mm. One particular night, instead of going bowling or instead of going to a hookah bar, we said, let's go to the studio. Mm-hmm. We linked up with Rick Roman through a mutual friend that Ebony was really close with at her job, and he connected us with Rick Roman, our producer.
What up, Rick Roman?
Shout out, Rick Roman.
Ricky. And we hopped in the studio. I think we surprised Rick. We shocked him. We shocked him out of his socks, and he was like, wow.
You know, what's crazy is, like, Rick Roman called us both and was like, he interviewed us. Mm-hmm. On the phone.
Over the phone.
So do y'all have any records?
We were like, no. Mm.
He said, so.
Do y'all have any lyrics?
No. Have you ever recorded?
Oh, he wanted to know what he was working
on. Yeah, and he was like, okay. So, but I'm like, why you ask me all that? How much is it going to cost me? Like,
Rick was on the phone asking me. He said, so what colors do you see? What colors do you see? Rick said to me.
Let me tell you something.
That's a thing.
That's big in music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
said.
He said he asked.
So hold on. This is what we're gonna do. Hold that thought, because we gotta play some music and pay some bills.
Okay.
Plug the social real quick.
What up? It's T. Tailored _ crowns. TAYLORD _ crowns with an S.
Yeah, and it's Ebony. Ebony Heart. Art, EBONYHEARTART.
They speak so well.
And we got some music to play from you on the other side, so they can't miss that. It's Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, hey, DJ Freeze, running track.
Hey, Key.
Woo.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Popped out with a brand new team. Walk this milk good on tea.
Okay.
Shout out to that girl, Nisia. Lotto.
Yeah, big Lotto.
Shout out to Phantom sending this one out. Yeah. Been running it up. Phantom, what's up with you, boy?
This your ish right here.
It's Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Ritz.
Of course, if you're just tuning in, logging in with us right now, the DMV is here. The D and the M. Yep. And the DMV is here.
What's up, DC?
T and Ebony, of course.
That's right.
Listen, at the end of the... Oh, it's going down outside, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we hear y'all. I want to hear them sirens.
Be scared.
We downtown Philadelphia right now.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
But like I said, T and Ebony is here. Mm-hmm. So where are we taking this, ladies? Because we got some music to get to later. Where are we taking all of this?
Navigate.
She said we navigate.
I love that.
She said we navigating through this thing, Super.
Y'all trying to get a deal. Y'all want to be independent. Y'all trying to go on a heavy tour. Y'all got merch.
Wow.
What's happening?
All of that. Mm. Oh man. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
all of the above.
We going on tour. Yeah. All of the above. We definitely going on tour with it. We already started the tour.
How about that? I can see them with a major deal.
Why is you playing like that?
And Riz is the one that could help out with that too.
Now you know you playing today.
Riz, now you know when I take my glasses off
and my palms are getting sweaty. You can't do that to me.
Let me tell you something. When the palms get sweaty.
And my nose. You know the tip of the nose, when that start getting sweaty, you know you... Come on now.
They say when the tip of the nose gets sweaty, that means you evil. That's exactly what that means.
So y'all are pretty much trying to take it as high and as far as you can take this thing.
The sky is the limit. In life.
That's it.
Like,
that's
I'm not even, it's not like whatever, however, God wants my life and our life to go. I'm with it. It don't matter. I mean, I don't know. I might be the VP. I don't know. It might not even go into music. I might just be helping people navigate their lives in music because it's just like whatever. Because see, like, yeah, music is great. We also know, you know, they're trying to pass that bill so that, you know, all the artists can get their, you know, their monies and their residuals from, you know,
labels. Raise it up to a penny.
To a penny at least. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But like we need people that are going to help drive the industry forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's big picture for me. You know what I'm saying? But whatever we do.
So this is what we're going to do because I got a record queued up.
Sure.
Strange Things.
Hey, yes. Now.
Before we get to that and play this, if y'all want to get the raw, uncut, unfiltered,
we're going to be cussing.
Extra bonus content of this interview,
yes.
go to the podcast, Violator Radio, Uncut with a K, anywhere you get your podcast.
It gets juicy. This is like, that moment where you just kind of like, did you see the video of the little girl who her mother let her go in the bathroom and she just let off with them curse words? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. What you're going to hear on the podcast is like that moment where you allow to say curse words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay? It's going to get crazy. So
yeah,
understand.
How are we going to talk about stuff we can't talk about?
Absolutely.
I'm scared. My palms are sweating.
Our Violator Brothers coming up next at the top of the hour. Stick around for that. Who produced this record, Strange Things?
Rick Roman.
Rick Roman. Shout out to Rick Roman. Ladies, I got it queued up. Go ahead and blast off. Let them know what they're about to listen to, all right?
Oh, what's going on? This is T and this Strange Things.
Strange Things. T and Ebony is here. Thank you, ladies. Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Free. Boom, 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 boom. Run the track.
Hey, T. Roman. You know how these niggas play. It's just crazy.
What I wouldn't do for you. What I wouldn't do for you.
It's a strange thing.
What I wouldn't do for you. What I wouldn't do for you.
It's a strange thing.
What I wouldn't do for you. You hurt me deep and left me bruised.
Strange thing.
You put me over, you's a fool. All this love I have for
it's
you.
So strange thing. He said he want me back. He want me back on bending knees. He said he want me back. He want me back a lemon squeeze. He said he want me. Said he want me. Gotta beg me please. That fighting demons think he needs some therapy. Lemon squeeze, I'm kinda sour, but I'm not. Told you what I need, it's what you told me you ain't got. Let me go, I be grinding nonstop. This is who I am, and this is who you ain't got.
What I wouldn't do for you. What I wouldn't do for you.
It's a strange day.
Girl, you introduced me to this mom thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm stacking the paper, you taking a seat. You swore that I'd see better days.
Better days.
Yeah. How you upset when I'm the one stressing in my head? I'm saying,
teach us, lead.
Yeah. We fighting and screaming and falling apart, but on the ground we giving family.
Family. How the hell we giving family?
But got something ruined in my veins.
Yeah.
I done gave my all and I done made it hurricane.
Yeah.
Every night I gave you everything.
Yeah.
This is me and this is who you tried to play. What I wouldn't do for you. What I wouldn't do for you.
It's a strange thing.
What I wouldn't do for you. What I wouldn't do for you.
Thank you.
bullshit here.
I love it.
It's Violator Radio, baby. Turn it the fuck up.
Yeah. Make sure my mic is right.
We in the building. It's going crazy tonight. They ain't had nothing like this up in here before. Don't play with it tonight.
T and Ebony in the building.
You motherfucking right tonight.
T in the building.
Oh man. Ippert 1-2. Alright, y'all, listen. Big shout out to all of our loyal radio listeners out there. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
We do.
Each and every week rocking with us.
We love you so much.
But we also appreciate our podcast subscribers out there as well. We love y'all.
Motherfucking man.
This is where we get to get loose, get raw, uncut, and unfiltered.
Like a motherfucker.
Like a what, Red?
Like a motherfucker. Hello, motherfucker.
T and Ebony is here.
Some beautiful women.
Repping DC and Maryland.
They smell nice. They look nice. Yeah. They got straight teeth. They white.
Ooh. Yeah.
What's up, ladies? How y'all feeling?
Hey, Red.
Hello. Hot baby. What's up?
That's my new hairstylist right there.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you nice with it. You got the salon and everything. Let's talk. Which one got the salon?
I did.
Okay, what's it called?
Hairport International.
Where that's at?
It's in Clinton, Maryland on Woodyard Road.
Okay.
So we're getting on what? On where?
On
where?
5. If you on 5 and you heading off to Clinton, yo, slow the fuck down, yo.
Oh, my God.
Potholes is crazy over there, too, yo. Slow the fuck down.
That's how we going. Pull the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Pull up at the salon. Come get your shit down.
It's a luxury, nice salon.
Hot. Let's
go. In Clinton, Maryland. Hairport International. Yeah. Shout out to Hairport International. Shout out to all my beautiful stylists.
Period.
Shout out to all of my amazing clients, all of my supporters. I've been doing this thing for a long time.
Will they be listening to this in the shop?
Even the raw podcast portion?
Yeah.
We love all the ladies in the shop right now. We love y'all.
I love y'all.
I'm about to listen. When I blast, there's all my folks from media. I got people from the White House that follow me.
Shout out to all the TV.
They had CNN, they had MSNBC, they had the White House, they had Dana. So they're all over the place, okay?
The real alphabet gang.
The government. Yes, indeed. T and Ebony in the building.
Let's go.
And you said Southwest.
No, Southeast.
Southeast, I'm sorry.
Southeast, Northeast.
Disrespectful, motherfucker.
My bad.
Southeast D.C.
So is it true that Southeast D.C. is the craziest part of D.C.?
That's not true.
That's what they say. That's what legends say. You're not from the city.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Southeast D.C. is... Southeast DC, it gets real in Southeast DC, but DC is just a
All the parts. Northeast got some crazy parts. Northwest got some crazy parts.
Okay.
Southwest, I mean, it feels classy, but it got
Southeast
crazy parts
too. It's gonna go down in Southeast. You gotta be from the city to really know what's going on.
When you coming in on 50 and it turning in New York Ave, things change.
That's
like
Northeast.
I know things change very quickly.
Yeah, it do.
The scenery.
You gonna see hookers and all kinds of. You gonna be people selling ass and all kinds of things on New York Avenue.
They selling booty on New York Avenue.
Hell yeah, happy.
How much?
Did you see prostitutes out there?
No, nigga.
Not for me.
I don't know. It depends on the caliber of woman you looking at.
Shout out to the lady selling ass. Go ahead.
I don't want that. Not at all.
What was my man's name? Eccentric. He said he's from South D.C.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Let's talk about that real quick. Is there a South D.C.?
I don't know what that is.
Wow. Is this Southeast?
Eccentric, you got some explaining to do, Eccentric.
I don't know why he said that.
I don't know either, but there's Southwest.
What is the spirit behind that?
Did he say South or he said like Southern D.C.?
He said South D.C.
That's I don't know the spirit behind that.
What's his name?
That comment.
Eccentric.
I don't know.
He's a friend to the show. He's a friend to the show. He came on here.
Hey, what's going on? I don't know what he was referring to.
Maybe he meant like
this
Southern
Southwest, this Southeast.
Eccentric. They said they don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Some explaining to do, brother.
Come on in here, man. Let's talk about that, man.
Yeah.
So I want to get straight to it.
Okay.
When you was telling your story earlier during the radio portion of the show, right?
That's why this my nigga.
You was talking about you went through some traumatic breakups.
Ooh.
Yeah, what's good with these sucker ass niggas? Like, what happened with that?
Yeah. The mic goes down.
And it happened at the same time?
It happened literally the 2 weeks apart.
Same exact time.
It happened 2 weeks apart.
They was plotting on y'all.
You tell your story first. What happened?
I can't tell. Oh.
Who you talking to, Riz?
I told you I'm get all this
business.
Riz,
who you talking to?
Oh, man.
Why is my palms so sweaty?
Nah, I ain't gonna let my palms sweaty. She not from D.C. You don't get sweaty when you get ready to talk about some real shit.
That's fine. Let the M stand for sweaty. Oh, shit. God damn it. I'm telling you.
2 weeks apart?
They playing that shit.
Like,
they didn't know each other.
They don't know each other.
Never even met each other.
They never met each other. No recollection.
How long was you with this nigga?
Oh, man. I was officially, I was with him for about 5-6 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was his name? Jamal? We going to call him Jamal.
No, Jamal.
Let him call him Jamal.
Jamal is fair.
That's fine.
Hey, Jamal.
What's up, Jamal?
Fuck is wrong with you, Jamal?
Yeah.
Tripped out,
oh,
nigga.
Oh, yeah. He mad now. He big mad now.
What, he was a cheater or something?
Niggas cheat.
No, you know what? My situation didn't have anything to do with infidelity. It just was maybe somebody just trying to find their way and trying to figure themselves out.
That's clean.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta. That's the rule though. It wasn't no infidelity involved. It really wasn't. It was just somebody that just wasn't ready to take on.
He wasn't ready
life.
For a woman
life has
like you.
A lot of different changes that takes place, and if you're not healed in the proper places, and if you're not ready to take on things and stick it out and work through things can go south real fast. My breakup happened real fast.
Would you give him another chance?
You say that what again?
Would you ever give him another chance?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jamal.
Even if
he's grown, let's say you see him tomorrow, right? And he looked like he got his life together. Everything
not true.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. He got his shit together. He ready to try this again. He mean it. You wouldn't even give him a conversation because you broke up with him real fast. That means you broke up with him.
You know what, Reds? It's not about giving him another conversation. We have a lot of business. We have a 5-year-old daughter. So a conversation could definitely take place, but another chance at being together, absolutely not. It's not no two ways about that. No.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm not in that space anymore. I'm good on that. I am so great on that. And I wish him the best. But nah, we not. It would never be. That's not in my future.
So how is it co-parenting with him?
They're on it. Oh my God, Red.
Man,
what the
you
fuck?
Asking some. You asking.
Damn, Red.
That's that a grown ass man.
You realize about that. You saw the triggers. You saw the triggers.
Oh my God.
Hey. I'm just a grown up. That's all.
Shit. Why you asking that?
And I'm a girl dad. So that's.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what that is.
Co-parenting is. It doesn't exist.
What the fuck?
It doesn't exist.
Jamal
not taking care of his responsibilities.
Jamal is not doing what he's supposed to do.
It's okay.
But it's okay, though. Okay. Because you want to know something? Jamal going to have to pay for that. And not with me. With the higher power.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Good luck, Jamal.
That's in the Bible.
That's
a man that don't take care of his child, don't have good luck on your body, on your soul, on your forehead, on your life.
Jamal, what the fuck, nigga? It's been 5 years, nigga. Step it the fuck up. You're in the rears, 200,000.
Yeah.
You're in the rears.
I'm playing.
Every day that you take care of child, that you don't take care of child, you in the rears.
Not like the people going to receive it.
That's right. Okay. So let's shout that hair salon out one more time.
Hairport International.
That's right. That's what
Hairport International. Shout out to all my beautiful and amazing stylists. Shout out to Medusa. Shout out to Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Shout out to Allison. Shout out to Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
What's going on?
What's up, Allison?
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah, y'all go there because we got a 5-year-old to take care of.
There you go.
And best believe she's been taking care of real proper.
Yeah.
Real proper.
I know she
Shout
is.
Out to my beautiful baby girl, Taylor December. Mommy loves you.
Is that what's on your neck?
Taylor.
I see it.
Taylor. Nice. Hey, poo-poo.
What's up, baby? I see it. Oh, she's gorgeous, though.
She's almost a New Year's Eve baby.
Yeah.
I see the date of the birth. Okay.
That's enough Jamal promo.
What's up?
Okay. So what's your story?
What's your story?
Yeah. Go ahead. We're going to go into because the way you just.
And you got all red on today.
Come
too.
On, big cuz.
Fire.
We're going to name this nigga. What we going to call, yeah, gonna call this nigga Larry.
Let's call him
Larry. Let's call him
Larry.
Barry.
Wow.
Barry.
Let's call him Barry.
He was Barry.
Now, Barry was a wild.
Oh.
God. My God. I'm actually
oh,
man.
Oh, Barry.
That's what she know. I'm actually my leg moving fast. Right
I
now.
See your leg moving fast
because that was a difficult time. It was a difficult time. I don't. Besides people that's personal, I never even talk about it. My body tightening up right now. Actually,
you're around good people.
It
right
was
now.
Rough. It was rough. It
we
was
here
rough.
For you.
But you know, what I do know is that people that we all have our challenges. People that really have some deep, deep issues, they gravitate to good souls and good people.
Absolutely.
It's a real thing. And so for me, I experienced something I've never experienced in my life. And that was traumatic.
The nigga was a whore.
he was a whore, but he would drink and get domestic. And I never experienced that before in my life. And I never even talked about that publicly.
Oh, so he was a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Put his hands on me.
Burry.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's why my leg is twitchy because
if you don't want to talk about this,
we don't want to go into it. You don't
sound like some triggering
not,
shit.
I'm good.
I don't want you to get triggered. I mean, we'll hug you. We'll hold you tight.
I'm good. I mean, like, honestly, a lot of people go through things, and you think that you're by yourself, but it'd be a lot of people going through the same
definitely.
Thing.
Most definitely.
And so what I've learned in just this therapeutic time of my life is that, like, there is no loss in the truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we think it's humiliating. We worry about how people may view us because we have a good notion around us. You know what I'm saying? But we all got our things that go on.
Mm-hmm.
But it, like, I never experienced that before in my life.
No, that's a weak ass nigga right there.
And so T was there.
Oh, my goodness.
I never experienced a person like that. And you know, you might have, you know, your rough relationships, right? Like,
right.
I got 3 kids. You know what I'm saying? Me and my kids' dad, they have great dad. You know what I'm saying? So my daughter's dad, we went to high school together. My son's dad, we went to college together.
Okay.
My son's dad raised my daughter since she was 1. She still goes with him today. And she's about to be 13. So nice. I'm very grateful. I have a lot of love around me. And after I had my kids and, you know, I had my ex, their dad, I ended up, you know, trying to date again. It took me a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I was with him 5.5 years.
Mm.
You know, we lived together. We kind of was like married, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ventured off into dating again. And I went into it with the mentality of, I'm not going to allow what I went through in my last relationship. I'm going to do it new. I'm not, everybody gets a clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of that, there's a challenge with that thinking sometimes because you drop your wisdom.
Right.
And so when you drop your wisdom, you could be subjected to anything when you don't have your wisdom before you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never experienced that before in my life. I mean, like, screaming for my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Whack
never
ass.
In my life. So, you know, so.
That's deep.
I never. I'm okay.
So what advice can you give a woman right now, especially a younger woman, who might feel trapped and stuck in that type of situation right now?
Number one, you're not alone. Number one, you're not alone. You're not alone. No one is going to judge you for what you went through or what you're going through. And there is a way out. because there were, and it's always behaviors that you see that you don't realize is behaviors that is like
red flags.
Mm-hmm. You see them, but you know because you got your feelings and all that. You know, mm-hmm. you just kind of trapped in shit and the sex, and that should be funny. The sex and the feelings. You know, you don't really yeah. see, and then more time goes by, and then you stuck.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But there is a way out. You're not alone. You're not terrible. You're not going to humiliate yourself. And you're most importantly, you're not alone. Most people think that they're alone when they're going through something crazy. That's yeah. the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And so once I was able to get a safety net around me, mm-hmm. and it was really, I was holding in, but I have so many great people around me, friends, family and everything. I'm accountable to. I was sitting in my cousin T. I was sitting in certain people's faces, like I gotta tell them.
How long did you hide it from them before you told them?
I didn't hide it that long. It was either
not
way.
To me,
not to T. T.
No,
actually,
my baby was in my chair.
Yeah.
My baby, not to cut you.
No, go ahead. It's
but
fine.
My baby, she was in my chair. And that was, you know, that's a vulnerable space when you're getting your hair done.
Oh, yeah.
And we cousins and we blood and we, I'm just that cousin, that friend that you could just talk to. I'm a very down to earth girl. I'm not a traditional girl at all.
Yes,
I think a lot of.
You're not.
I'm not a traditional.
You're wearing a shirt with titties on it.
And Super keep looking at
him. I do keep looking.
And then you're going to grab him like that. Then you're going to grab him like that. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my goodness. They
oh,
look
my
good.
God.
Hey. Oh,
Lord. Maybe I saw my mama, and she said, I love that T-shirt. I said, Mom, you like my shirt? She said, yeah.
Claude,
stay grabbing him. We should go on a double date.
Yeah.
Double date. Go somewhere. We should just go somewhere.
My girls just eased it up in here. I love it. Like, enough the moment.
We love it, too.
Shout out to the girls.
We love it.
Ow.
Shout out.
Ow.
Mm.
He said, mm.
Yeah, shout out to the girls.
So we can move on, but how did you overcome that? Like,
I overcame that with being open. Like, anything is like, if it's sitting on you, it's heavy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once you lighten your load, you realize that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's people out here that's living beautifully,
mm-hmm.
and that's going through some wicked stuff.
Almost definitely.
Wicked stuff. And so I have a lot of mentors and family and friends and cousins that really are really close. We talk every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And literally they might say hi.
Right.
And because they looked me in my eyes too long,
no.
I just bawled out crying. I was in the house, like not well. It's laying in the dark because I was like, I couldn't believe that I was in that. I never been in no situation like that in my life. You understand? I was out of town by myself, screaming for my life.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And I know people that has happened to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you say, that ain't going to happen to me. That, you know, you listen, I've heard that story before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't believe that I was in that.
Right.
And even for a second, I kind of was confused and kind of was accepting the weird apology.
Whoa.
That part too. You be fucked up.
So it happened more than once?
No. It didn't happen more than once.
Okay.
Like that dramatic moment happened. That was one time. When I think back, when he would get drunk, he would kind of like reach for my neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just would, you know, just kind of think it was the liquor.
Right.
He never went kind of like crazy. But when I was out of town by myself, he went crazy on me.
That's because he knew he had you by himself.
Mm-hmm. Not by myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weak ass nigga.
Yes, yeah. It is.
I never been there before in my life.
We're glad that you came home safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And got up out of that, because there are a lot of women who have not.
Yes.
Escaped that.
Right. Yeah. Or live to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In it right now.
It's women getting yeah. killed just for turning down niggas' advances right now out
yeah.
here in the streets.
Sure.
It's whack.
Sure. Damn.
But Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's switch
Hallelujah.
Gears.
So
are you ladies dating now or y'all single?
Ooh. I'm outside.
Oh, you outside?
Oh, this one right here.
Listen. I'm having fun.
I know
she
that's
teaches
right.
me a lot.
Shout out to all my niggas.
Oh,
damn!
She loves all her niggas. Nah, for y'all. Real. I love every single last one of y'all.
She loves her niggas. Like that's her punchline.
Huh? We love you too.
I love y'all, Super and Red.
Give me
man.
A hug. Give me a hug.
I'm about to
ladies
hold
and gentlemen,
on.
They're taking time out to give a hug right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah,
they
that's
are
her punchline. She love all her niggas.
That's hilarious.
I'm telling you,
all your niggas. I love all.
Yo, what's the wildest shit that has happened to y'all? Like when y'all been out and about, maybe doing a show or some promo or in the studio. Like any crazy wild shit happened?
I ain't never had no crazy stuff.
No,
happen.
Nothing nah, crazy
nothing,
and wild.
Nothing
but
yet.
Nothing yet. But I'm. This might not be crazy and wild. But I remember our first. We was getting ready to host a play. Play DC, and we walked in there, and we were looking good as shit. Mm-hmm. And we was walking to our section. I mean, and we had our security with us. Shout out to Teflon.
Shout out Teflon.
And I tripped the fuck up. Do you remember that shit? I tripped up real bad.
Like, oh
if Ebony
God,
wasn't
oh
in front of me, I would have fell flat on my fucking face.
Yeah.
Because I had the heels on the boots.
She was walking so cute.
Hey, listen. I could have fell the fuck over. It would have been.
She would have hit her face
oh
for sure.
Oh, my God.
I caught her.
Oh, you was fucking them up.
I keep my shades on.
Damn, young.
I keep my shades on. I sat the fuck down like, yo, Ebony, what the fuck, dog? Like, I was like, cousin, I almost felt she was like, it's okay. No one saw you. I was like, yes, the fuck they did. She was like, cousin, it's okay. I was mad as shit for legit like 10 minutes. Like, I was
Dang.
Mad as shit.
I never had, you know, knock on wood, don't play with it. I never had no crazy stuff happen to me. Like, I'm very grateful for that. Nothing wild. I'm trying to think.
No, that was it for me. Like,
nah, that's it.
It can get deeper than that. It hasn't gotten deeper than that, but I'm thankful that I did not fall.
Yeah.
My cousin was right there, literally a step ahead of me.
In that life, just catch me.
Oh, Lord, that could have went bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the groupie love is coming.
What you mean?
The groupies.
Oh, it's here?
Oh, it's already here.
She said, what you mean?
No, like, I don't know.
What you said? You said shout out. You love all your niggas.
No, they're not groupies though. They're not groupies. They love me before all of this came about. You know, this came.
That mean they've been fans.
Yeah,
they better. They better act like a fan. They better.
I don't know anything about that. I am
plug your only
Virgin Mary.
Plug your OnlyFans.
This one, she is a Virgo. Okay,
plug your OnlyFans.
No, I am Virgin Mary.
Super said plug the OnlyFans. Super, I don't have an OnlyFans.
Just checking.
An OnlyFans. I ain't showing no ass.
Just checking.
No,
they show ass. They show ass. Show a titty, they show a pussy. You can't say they ain't showing
that. They show a feet too.
I ain't never seen that. I ain't never been to OnlyFans. Never seen one. I ain't never paid for one. I ain't never looked at it.
Show her toes.
Hey, I had OnlyFans. I just stopped it.
What did you
do? Like, you gotta go up there and do all
what
that.
What was it? What was the site again, Riz?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
/
the sunny side.
Riz playing.
Show my ass.
What's the sunny side?
Show the sunny side.
What is the sunny side?
The sun.
Okay.
Stop playing with me.
You see me.
Don't look at me. Fuck.
You. What you got?
In other
he
news.
Asked all the questions.
In other news.
Because he was.
In other news.
Nah. Yeah, I just can't.
Navigating. That's what he call it. Navigating.
Navigating. He ain't told one goddamn thing. We done spilled our beans out. Sweaty palms, sweaty nose, and told all our goddamn business. He ain't saying nothing
yet.
Well, you know, we want you to tell your
don't
story.
Get this Virgo started.
This is how the fans fall in love with the artists.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
And this was like, this time I was late. Let me tell you something. This is crazy because I was late coming on social media, period. It was when I just...
Niggas, all of them.
I love y'all, baby.
Man, tell them, Tierra. Tell them like you tell me.
I love all my... Like, I love all my niggas. They know that. I love all of y'all. I love you so much, okay? I
say
see
the
you
names.
Soon.
Terry.
Yeah, serious,
nah,
y'all.
Shout out
I,
to Terry.
I want to say... shout out...
Shout out Khalil. Khalil.
Yeah, serious,
I'm so close, man.
Khalil on
so
Georgia.
So close. He's dropping somebody's name out there, but you know who I'm thinking about, and you know it, and you
Jeffrey
you
on Georgia
thing, you know who you are.
Tyrone over there on Rhode Island.
That's because I take care of everybody the same.
What make you love a nigga?
Yeah,
like, what's that thing that makes
you
say I love
serious,
this
though,
nigga.
Y'all. She's not playing.
Listen, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. How could you not love the world? How could I love everybody? I love everybody. I love everybody.
You love your niggas.
I love my niggas.
I don't love everybody.
I'm in love. I just love. Aries. I got a lot of love in my heart. I got a lot of love. Can't you feel it? The energy?
Mm, yeah. All
she got me goddamn high.
I feel all that thing.
You see him Google.
She got me goddamn high.
It's hearts coming out of my ears.
I see him.
We all in that ass. In that loving in your heart.
Yeah.
We in that heart. It's all love up in this motherfucker.
Hearts coming out of my ears. Nah, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, she love. I mean, let me tell you one thing. T is an Aries. Either one of y'all Aries?
No, he's an Aries.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
When's your birthday?
When is your birthday?
Birthday is April
13th.
I'm April the 15th.
Wow, you guys are really close.
So you understand what I'm saying? You do love the world,
your
nigga.
Reds.
January 11th.
He's a Capricorn. We get along so well. He's a little bit more introverted.
He's way more extroverted than I am. Let's be very clear.
I can see that.
Oh, I'll be outside. But not really. Yeah. Like, I'll be out there, but I don't be out there.
Riz be so calm, Riz. You be so calm.
No, you be so chill.
That's the weed.
Shout out to the dispensaries.
Weed keep
it calm.
Mom's birthday is September the 14th. She a Virgo.
Okay, tell me about her.
Well, rest in peace.
Bless her.
Oh, she was just a dope woman.
Like, tell me, what was her traits?
Well, she was a really good cook.
Okay.
She was all the way down to earth.
Yes.
We're
earth signs.
Very honest.
Yeah.
And she didn't cut no corners. She ain't
not
no
one.
Shit.
I don't mean cutting no none. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love her.
Us Aries, we are very passionate.
Very passionate.
Yeah, fiery.
We can be hard headed.
Ebony, because man, everybody do all that.
Y'all are great.
Aries trigger her
Aries.
Because
Aries and the Sagittarius. I am running. Now I got some Sagittarius.
See, she's
friends
triggered
I love.
Because
I got some Sagittarius
something.
Friends I love. But yeah,
my she's ex triggered.
Was an Aries?
The nigga
was the
nigga that she just spilled all the coins beans
he
about.
He was an Aries.
He was an Aries, but I tell her separate that because. Listen.
Let me tell you something about them Aries, man.
Tell them.
They be fucking.
They some nasty ass motherfuckers.
They be fucking.
Watch your mouth.
Now, watch your mouth. But in a good way. Like,
yeah. Get your ass down, Virgo.
Get your ass down.
Stop hating.
Y'all wild as
a motherfucker.
I don't care what you say.
They know
y'all
how
wild as
I'll tell you that. Yeah, y'all boy. Aries.
I told you some things get in the way.
Listen.
But hey.
She said, yeah.
She loves Aries because she can't get enough of my ass. And guess what? She going to call me for every little thing.
She love me too.
We the glue.
Listen.
We are the glue.
Yeah, I know. Right. Oh, yeah, because we are. We Ebony are trusts glue. Me with everything. She going to call me before she do anything. When she's finished, she going to call me.
Yeah.
She takes my advice. The way you navigate
I'm
this,
cat.
I navigate this to a certain degree. I navigate her.
Okay.
It's like, cousin, I got you. Just chill. Just do it like this.
So you know all the secrets.
Don't play with it now. Let me tell you something. This Virgo, that thing you got, we come with this logic because y'all are impulse. Y'all are impulse. Y'all go without thinking. Y'all think after y'all do that shit. Y'all do some wild ass shit and come back and say, all right, so I did some wild shit, but fuck it. You know, but so now I got to get some logic in there.
But you got to live a little, though.
Look at his eyeballs. His eyeballs are wide, y'all.
You got to live a little.
His eyeballs are wide.
Sitting there trying to add everything up. Yeah. Everything that passed
one
you.
Plus
you ain't live.
You better get two. I'm going to help you get two.
You
don't want it. He want five. Well, he want one plus one be five. That's that Aries shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
good.
What you said, T?
I'm going to be very, very honest with y'all.
What's that?
Yeah.
I have a very high level of emotional intelligence. I know how I can control myself very well.
Yeah.
Under stress, under somebody trying to talk shit to me, somebody pissing me off.
Yes, we can do that.
When you reach that limit, though, when you just can't do that shit no more, you just black the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But I have learned to control my emotions.
Congratulations to you, Super.
As an adult. Because
that
crazy.
Takes work.
Like, I try and think before I do some shit and say
I
some
shit.
I
feel that. On a spiritual level. I be thinking, I be so annoyed sometimes. And I be like, and I know my facial expressions just give it all away, but I can contain myself. It took a lot of growing. Mm. A lot of growing.
Mm-hmm. We talking right now. We talking.
Who that one nigga deep. That just took you there? He just fucking took you there. Well, that ain't got to be a nigga, just a person. Just took you there.
Reggie, over on Rhode Island.
I'm not going to lie to you. This girl, you talk about the nigga that took her. This one right here?
Did I take them?
Yeah.
I will say this. Not nobody had that much control over me, but I will say that I had my first heartbreak with my daughter's dad. That was my, and I'm 34 years old. That happened when I was 33. It took me 33 years to experience my first heartbreak. Ain't no nigga never break my heart. Ain't no nigga never make me cry. I'm not crying. What? Bye.
This girl's Aries. I'm telling you.
Bye. But he broke my heart. And I would say this. I wish I would have got that shit done over in my 20s. I should have did that shit a long time ago, a heartbreak. But it manifested this.
She's dead serious.
If I didn't go through that heartbreak, we would not be sitting here right now.
You wouldn't even be outside.
That's right. I probably would have been outside, Reds. But I wouldn't have been. I would have been outside.
Maybe not singing this shit we singing.
But I definitely wouldn't have been on this path right here. Mm. This path, that heartbreak took me here. And God is real. Shout out to G-O-D.
Let me tell you, I love God. God is my end all, be all. My alpha, my omega, my beginning, my end. I don't play about that. I talk to God all day long.
Listen, what's up?
I don't play that at all. Not even the slightest.
Some people say that when you're talking to yourself,
yeah,
that's who you're talking to.
No, you got skits, you got bipolar, different things. I don't know.
That's what some people say. That's all I'm saying.
But who's saying it?
That voice inside your head when you be talking to yourself, trying to reason with yourself.
Schizophrenia.
So y'all both single now, right?
We are single.
So what qualities, not saying y'all looking for a guy, but what... Sure. Give me like three qualities that you look for in a guy.
I'm gonna say he has to be. I'm gonna give you one quality. You gotta be driven by the Holy Spirit. Like 100%. God has to be in the center of everything that you do, and you have to just be like a solid male, a solid man. You have to be solid and healed and just. I'm gonna stop right there because I ain't looking for nobody, honestly.
You know,
No. I'm just curious. I just want to know.
For me, God has to be all up and through you. You really can't lead nothing if
without
you ain't
God.
Led. And what are you led by? Because some people led by different things, right? Mm-hmm. But being led by the Holy Spirit is very different, mm-hmm. right? And so that's important for me. And my next thing would be. How much do you love your mama and respect women? Because that's going to depict how you value a woman. If you think you the prize or she the prize, and I mean that in the mind of maturation, like how you love a woman or your mama, or your grandmama, or your sister is going to depict how you love your significant other, right? And so for me, that matters. Some of these niggas out here think they the prize. And I'm not saying that in a way that demeans a man, right? I'm not saying that in that way. I'm saying in a way that, like...
No, they got it fucked up.
You got it fucked up. If you can't process what I just said, go back to the drawing board.
Chivalry is the man courting the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like...
Pursuing the woman.
I've been treated very good by very... great men, and I'm very grateful. And I do want to say that my bad experiences or my experiences of learning, whether they were very dark, because we have dark moments in our life, but whether people talk about it or not, I have to talk about that because it is why I have joy right now. It is why I have had joy in my life. Some moments were dark, some were darker, some were very deeply dark, right? But because of that, I have experienced some beautiful men that have treated me like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at those.
She reminiscing right now, y'all. She is reminiscing right now. I'm gonna just say that. Okay. Yeah, she.
I feel like you will know I'm a fucking prize.
Yeah.
By how much of a prize I treat you.
You talk that shit. It's the truth.
That's the truth.
That is the truth.
And how much do you love your mama?
I love my mom.
Your grandmama?
I didn't grow up around her, but I love her.
Okay, but you value
without her. Without her, there's no my mom and there's no me. So
you love women. Some like you 100%. Can see men that hate women, and some of that be traumas and triggers from their childhood and their relationship with their mother. But
I just feel like I will never have to say I'm the prize. Like I will never have to say that. If I'm locking in with you, I will never have to fucking say that.
And
because I'm gonna treat you like the shit.
And she gonna treat you like the shit just because of the way you treat it. That's it. I'm telling you, that is the formula.
That's a cheat code, y'all.
That's a cheat code.
All right, now here go the plot twist.
Okay.
We gonna be here all night, shit.
He's a God-fearing man.
Sure. Okay.
He's solid.
Yeah. All right.
He's the man you want.
Mm.
He just that.
Yes.
And you fuck him, right?
And his dick's small.
And his dick is trash or it's small. Or it's just a deficiency.
See, don't say aww.
It's just a deficiency there. Is that a deal breaker?
It's not. It's not a deal breaker. Not for me. I'm speaking for me. Because I've been... Because
some women like little dicks.
I'm not saying I prefer that. I don't prefer that, but if I've already fell in love with you because of who you are and what you can provide for me and you a solid man and you God-fearing, it's no way I'm going to completely walk away from you because your penis is not large.
Let me tell you something.
Now, that doesn't mean that I'm... now, listen. Yeah. That doesn't mean that
you
things...
You ain't going to cheat.
Oh, we might not bring... We could bring toys. You can improvise. Yeah. You can bring things to the bedroom, but I'm not going to... What I'm saying is I'm not walking away from that.
Gotcha. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be one of your numbers.
I'm not walking away from that. That's what I said. I'm not walking away.
Okay, so, you know, you talk to God about the things you want in a man, right? God,
you asking for their penis?
Listen. Listen, you talk to God about all the things you want, right? Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to go there. Like, I talk to God about everything. I'm like, listen, okay? Okay, God is in all spaces. Even when you doing your nasty and all, God ain't gone nowhere.
He there.
He right there. Stop playing with it. People be scared to say that. But
some people
you're
even,
not about to tell him.
Some people
tell
even scream listen. To him if it's good. Oh, God.
No, but what I'm saying is when you talking about what you want a man, it's not like, oh, God, I want a big, like, but it's like, you know, God, you know, there are things that matter to me.
You want him to have some girth?
Yeah, I do. You know, God fearing, you know, love,
I never
respect.
Had that conversation
but it's like,
God,
but it's like, I want, like, you know,
listen to this,
you know, because see, listen, in the Bible, you cannot deny your husband of sex, right? But if you don't find pleasure, then you gonna be listen. Be honest with yourself. You gonna have the wonder eyes that Grandma said you don't want a man to have. Okay, so women have it too. You need to be transparent about what, be realistic about what you need, because you gonna cheat.
So size matters to you.
She answered the question without answering the question.
She answered it.
So you like big dicks?
Her eyes opened up wide, ladies and gentlemen, when he said that.
That's crazy. You gonna leave that good?
I didn't say that, and you know what my girlfriend back in college told me?
What?
My girlfriend back in college told me. You need to make sure you put your hand and feel it before you even start.
Nine times out of ten, you won't do that. So you might not run into that problem. But I'll tell you this. I had situations where I had a guy and I tested it. And it was small. And I was like, yo, no. Swear to God.
No, I'm telling you.
Swear to God. But let me tell you something.
Rock your world.
He not in the bedroom.
Let me tell you what he going to do.
He not in the bedroom.
How he going to please you?
He going to eat that thing.
Listen. I kept fucking around with him. Mm-hmm. I fucked around with him for years, and he had a little penis for years. and I fucked with him heavy.
Did he make you orgasm?
I had to help him. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a good fucking time, and I know how to please myself.
Oh, yeah, T love her niggas.
That one I was in love with. That one I was in love with. There was a difference. You say I love him. That one, listen, straight up, I was in love with him. Yeah. And he had a small penis. It didn't work out.
Let me tell you something.
But
T has taught me how to date. I literally, all my life, I've always been in relationships. Mm-hmm. I was never single. T would be coaching me through this dating thing, and I feel like I kind of, what do you think? I think I kind of got the hang of it.
You got a little work to do, but if you just listen, though, I let her just do her thing. I let her just come back to me and just, da-da-da, I love this, oh my God, I'm out, T, oh my God, T. I'd be like, okay.
Oh, she fall in love.
Okay. Oh my God. Like today. Like, I'd be like, yo. But it's okay, because I've learned her, and it's like, it's a phase, it'll pass, she'll be okay. I used to worry, like, snap out of it now. But now I know it'll pass. I let her go through her little.
Oh, it definitely passed.
It's like she'll come back around, and then I'm right there, like, yes, now we can get on to the next one.
And see, she's actually very good. She's very forgiving. She can get over things like I have to forgiveness is in my first phase. I have to work for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna give you all I got. If you fuck me over it anyway, it will be like you never existed. And I'm not even kidding about that. Like, you can't even get through my line. Like, you can't even reach me. Mm-hmm. You never existed in my life.
Damn. I'm like that, too.
That's that earth sign shit. You a couple. But see, I'm the type of person where, first of all, forgiveness is something that I feel like you must do. Just because you forgive somebody does not mean that you have to deal with them, right? Mm-hmm. So because I forgave you doesn't mean I'm going to deal with you. But it's important for me to forgive, because I feel like if you don't forgive, then in some form or fashion, you're holding on to things.
You're holding a grudge.
You're harboring negative energy. And I don't
poisonous.
I don't hold that. I don't hold it.
So me, I'm the type, I'll forgive you. But then,
I ain't fucking with you. Yeah. You it is what it is.
Anymore. I'll forgive you.
But when I say forgive you, I mean, what I mean by that is, if we come into the same room, you can't ruffle me though. Mm-hmm. That's real forgiveness. If you come into the room, I'm not leaving, and I don't feel a way about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right here, and there's no way that you're gonna shake me though. So it's like, that's when I say I forgive. No, I really forgive. I let it go. I let it go so much that I'm not even, I could barely remember what the fuck really went down. And I mean that.
That phrase, I love all my niggas. She really can treat like she, like.
I don't even hold on to it. I let that shit go. Like, for real.
You done made niggas cry before.
Hell yeah.
They ain't gonna say it, but I know.
This girl is, she is something else with this dating thing. I'm like, and wow, how do you do that?
I apologize.
She's not kidding.
If I ever made you cry, I apologize. That was not my intentions. I apologize.
I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Well, Ritz, you know what we about to do, Ritz. This is one of our favorite segments of the show.
Yes.
I'm scared.
We like to call this tour guide.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we come to your town,
okay. Mm-hmm.
And you show us around.
I use my GPS everywhere I go in the city, and I was born and raised.
This is so over my head. Okay. What's happening?
So this will be tour guide.
The DM edition.
The DMV edition.
Okay.
With T and Ebony.
Okay.
So what's the first thing we want to do when we touch down? Where are we flying into, Reds? Let's start off with that.
We're flying from Philly International into Reagan.
Okay, DCA. All right.
We're going to land in Reagan. Y'all going to scoop us up.
All right.
Reg, what's the first thing we want to do when we touch down in the town?
Oh, we got to get something delicious to eat. 100%.
Ladies, we hungry. Where we going?
Where we going?
Man, we going Swahili Village.
She love her African.
Let's go.
We going Swahili. You been there before?
No.
Swahili Village in Beltsville, Maryland goes badonkers.
Okay. If my sister, shout out to my sister Erica, because somebody asked her this question before, and the listeners are going to laugh, especially if you are from DMV, okay? Yeah. My sister would say, we going to Jasper's.
Oh, God.
Jasper, the old BET sound stage.
My sister good.
My sister's.
Oh, I know.
My sister's taking her people to Jasper's. You know what? That's a good place.
It's good.
Guess where Jasper's at, Super?
What's that?
Tell them where Jasper's at.
Jasper's is over there by FedEx Field off of
Largo. Yeah. He reminisces.
Oh, Largo. Home. Them niggas be lying in Largo.
Oh, man. My.
Largo lion ass boy.
Oh my goodness.
So Swahili village. So Swahili village.
Swahili village. Cool? I'm telling you.
I haven't eaten from there before.
Swahili village.
We get some fufu in there. What we get?
Swahili village. You gonna get red snapper.
Is it moist?
It's moist with the rice and peas with this spicy sauce. The fish gonna be sitting up. It's juicy. Rice and the beans. It's the beans. But it's not, it's different.
She hasn't taken me yet, though.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay,
so we can all go village together. All
right, so Swahili village, yep. It is. Yep. Mm-hmm. We ate good, the bellies is full.
Man, what, the drink's good?
The drinks was good,
we
too.
We're going to get our drinks right there. We're going to start it there.
So the next thing we want to do is, maybe y'all don't know, but
God damn.
Maybe because you got a salon, you can tell us. Mm-hmm. We want to get a fresh cut, get the beard sharp, everything. Where can we go?
Off the break. Okay, so if you want to go get your fresh cut, you want to pull up on my homie, Lil Man.
Yeah, Lil Man.
A.K.A. Rue.
Yeah, Rue.
Cuts. Yeah. It's on Bladensburg Road in D.C.
Yeah.
Okay, and hi, Rue. I love you.
What's up, Lil Man?
What's up, Lil Man? Yeah, you going to pull up on my homie.
He not going to push our hairlines back?
No.
Tight with it?
He do the best of the best.
Okay.
He going to get you
together.
Shout
out to Lil Man.
Mm-hmm. Shout out the little man.
All right, so Rez, we ate good.
Yes.
We got the fresh cut.
Man, yes. Wow.
What we doing next?
We got to get fresh, man. We got to get fly.
We want to do a little shopping, ladies. Where we going?
All right.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm going
to Tyson's.
We're going to the V. The V, yeah, we're going
on the Virginia
side. Yeah. Tyson, you got Tyson's Corner if you want to go a little Forever 21, and then you have the Galleria where you want to go to Saks Fifth Avenue, Gucci, and things like that. Which one you want?
I
want
to see it. What I want to see this nigga in. I want to see this.
Yeah.
Put that nigga in some. We're going to do some Gucci today.
Yeah, I like Gucci for him.
Yeah.
I like Gucci for him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, okay, like,
you paying cool for it?
Yeah,
you swiping?
Yeah, I'm swiping.
He's swiping.
All right, that's what it is. So we going to Tyson's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We ate good. We got the fresh cut.
Okay.
We went to Tyson's. We picked up some gear.
That's right. Yeah. We looking like the big timers.
What day
in
is
hood
it?
Hood rich
what day did we
it's
get
a Saturday.
There?
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
So
we got our Gucci
now we
want to
end
on
the night off and do. Reds, we want to do what?
We turning the fuck up, man.
We want to go out and have
man,
a good time.
Shit.
Where
Red,
we going?
No.
Reds,
no. What's the turn up?
I'm acting like I'm not from.
Okay.
Okay. So
you know what? Once upon a time, I haven't been outside in a few weeks, but Rose Bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rose Bar.
We could go to Rose Bar on a good night. We could go there and we're gonna have a good ass time.
You got a few places. You got Rose Bar. You got St. Eve's.
Mm-hmm.
You got Abigail. Yes. You got Citizens up in Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. You got, what's the other spot up in Silver Spring?
Society. Mm-hmm.
Society Lounge that you don't back. Y'all going to be up in there.
Yes.
So there's a few places you can
back
go.
Y'all, if it's a Saturday night, back y'all going to be at Shock Bar.
They're at Shock Bar.
And they going
back
crazy at
y'all
Shock Bar.
Y'all goes crazy. Crazy.
And shout out to Shock Bar.
Shock Bar?
Yeah, Shock Bar.
Shock
Bar.
So,
and they got some real good food,
it's
too.
It's a couple things we can do.
Too.
We could party hop, too. I mean, we could do that. Party. We know folk, just so y'all know.
Okay.
Yeah, and well, I like hookah. Like hookah? I'm a hookah girl.
He don't smoke or drink.
I tried it once. It was whatever.
You just do water?
As we bar hop, can we go by a strip club, too?
Oh, see, I'm not into the strippers, but...
That's his thing.
That's your thing?
Oh, you want to see ass shaking?
I like.
Well, shout out to all my stripper girls.
Shout out to them. Yeah,
I just like
actually want to do their hair and makeup.
I just want to tip.
How do we get in there and do their hair and makeup? We need to do their hair and makeup.
I don't like trash.
I believe that. Make a couple phone calls. I'm a hairstylist. I call a couple girls and we know exactly where to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not
bad. Oh, but you know, man, if it was a Wednesday, Saks on a Wednesday, I mean,
go crazy.
Man, Saks on a Wednesday is the club, the strip club. Yeah. They throwing dollars. I went there and I was like,
they turned
it's strippers in here?
Do you remember that time?
Yes, you saw one of your strippers.
this was when Ebony and I was going through our healing phase.
Yes.
Okay. Whoa, and I don't know how we ended up in Saks on a Wednesday, but it was definitely a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we walked up in there, and I wasn't expecting that, but that shit was lit.
I did not know Saks was turned into a strip club.
So pretty much we going just club hop with y'all.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
We might end up in the after-hour spot at Saks.
Mm-hmm. We could end up at Assess. Assess is the after party. You know, Assess is
Shout out to Assess.
Yeah.
that's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, Assess. That's like 4 a.m. to like 7 a.m. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, that concludes the DMV edition of Tour
They're
Guide.
Like, where are we going? Boop, boop, boop. We just gave him so much.
You
like,
said Rose Bar. You said all these. We're going to all the places.
Oh, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much. This is crazy. This is insane.
So that concludes the DMV edition of the Tour Guide. Yeah. We appreciate T and Ebony taking us around town and all that good stuff.
Yeah, round town.
And definitely telling us y'all's story. We appreciate it.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
thank you. This was Let me tell y'all something. This segment was very explosive, right?
Okay.
Because I never talked about that outwardly. You know, some of my experiences. And I feel okay. I know that I'm here. Yeah, thank you.
And your testimony is going to help somebody who's going through that right now.
And I hope it does. And so I really appreciate this space. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful to be with my cousin. I'm so grateful to be with you guys. It's mm-hmm. been like, thank you. I never talked about it. Some people going to be like, what the fuck?
They're going to want to be his ass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I already did, nigga. What's up?
You beat the nigga up.
Look, he can't believe
my You are my kind of woman.
Yeah, I'm an Aries. Don't play with my people. What?
Damn,
don't
she pulled the blicky out and all that.
Play. What's up? And go. Oh. And yeah, and that's how I'm coming. And yeah, don't tell me calm down, because nigga, I was just calm down.
She punched that nigga in his face.
Look, and we're going to end it on that note. Ladies, plug your social media for everybody.
Oh,
y'all.
Man.
What's I'm going to go incognito. It's T, and my Instagram is tailored_crowns, TAYLORD, crowns with an S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my lovely people. I am Ebony, Ebony Heart Art, EBONYHEARTART.
This record is called Push It. We're going to end on this note
right
here.
Oh, man.
It's T and Ebony. It's appropriate. Y'all are new friends to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, y'all?
We appreciate y'all coming through, sitting down with
us.
Yes. And don't be strangers.
Okay.
Never.
It's Violet of Radio Uncut.
Never. DJ Super DJ. Yeah. It's T and Ebony.
Go crazy.
Woo.
Oh. EPNT.
Oh,
Roman, go crazy.
He wanna be with me. He wanna be with me. Me, buddy for the street. Pushing, wanna be wanna
like
be
a baby.
Me.
Pushing,
wanna be with me. With me, buddy for the street. Pushing, wanna be. This wanna be for first.
Push it, baby, push it.
Me, buddy for the street.
Gotta push it, baby, push it.
Push it, baby, push it,
push it.
This pressing and he begging me to wife it.
Wife it.
He talking shopping sprees and promised he would ice it.
Ice.
I got a new and sent him home to wifey.
Bye.
Bad, bad, pretty. I keep him nightly here. Twerking to the flow, my baddies coming with me
here.
All this finessing, now we got these busy. Bad luck, see you had me, now you miss me. Blowing up my phone, you know that T be busy. Not playing now, you know that sweet she love you.
Yeah.
Now keep it pushing, babe. I gotta get this money.
Get this
don't
money.
Don't gotta press me. Don't gotta press me. Don't gotta press me. Cause you know little mama for ya.
He wanna be with me. He wanna be with me. Me, buddy for the street.
Pushing, baby.
Wanna be with me.
Like a baby pushing.
Wanna be with me. With me, buddy for the street.
Pushing,
wanna be.
Push it,
be buddy for the street.
Gotta push it, baby, push it.
Be buddy with me.
Push it, baby, push it.
This
kitty ain't for free.
Push it, baby, push it.
I'm popping on a sad like I'm hopping on a jet. Gucci everything from my to my neck. Yeah. Real boss lady, yes, I'm all about my check. I keep it Cupid thugging if you try to disrespect.
Don't do that.
I got the wave, keep it pushing, go to next. I don't do the back and forth, flexing on my text. Tell me what you want, say it with your chest.
Speak up, little daddy.
You be playing checkers, I'm a queen, this is chess.
Yeah.
You see me shining, I'm dropping the top of the left.
Hey.
Up in Miami, I'm blowing it back with your ex.
Oops.
Hoochie daddies know they with the best.
Best.
Ray, Ray, hey, this is not a, this is not a test.
He wanna be with me, he wanna be with me. Me, buddy for the street.
Pushing, baby, pushing, pushin',
wanna be with me.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special bulletin.
You've just been violated!
Excuse me?
It's Violator Radio, bitch!